Taking a look first at your local and regional news. It will be a race against time for one project in Emily City to be completed on time for the summer recreation season. The City Commission approved repair work of the Alvin Norland Memorial Pool and Splash Pad at 387 East 3rd Street. According to the DPW, the work that is to be done includes the entire pool needs to be refinished and then recoated ahead of the summer swimming season. Johnson Pools and Supplies will do the tile repair and refinishing to both the pool and the splash pad at a work cost of $36,595. The repairs to the pool and splash pad are expected to be finished in time for Memorial Day, when the pool and splash pad officially open for the season. And another local and regional news. The national average for a gallon of gas waffled up and down over the past week before settling higher by around 2 cents at $3.67. The slight increase in pump prices happened despite a lull in domestic gasoline demand and falling oil prices. Andrew Gross, AAA spokesperson, is quoted as saying, "From a demand perspective, we have entered the pre-Memorial Day funk, and the cost of a barrel of oil is nearly $10 less than 2 weeks ago, as oil prices have fallen into the upper 70s. This may keep pump prices somewhat flat for the immediate future." You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
When students struggle because they are hungry
or fall behind because they lack school supplies,
a caring adult can make all the difference.
Especially someone from the community.
Someone who knows the students
and the obstacles they might be facing.
At Communities in Schools, our site coordinators surround students with a community of support
to ensure that they have everything they need to engage in learning.
We go all in for kids, all day, every day.
To learn more, visit communitiesinschools.org.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at the national and international news. Jurors in the hush money trial of former President Donald Trump have heard a recording of him discussing with his then lawyer and personal fixer a plan to purchase the silence of a Playboy model who has said she had an affair with the former president. A visibly irritated Trump leaned forward at the defense table, and jurors appeared riveted as prosecutors on Thursday played the September 2016 recording that attorney Michael Cohen secretly made of himself briefing his celebrity client on a plan to try and buy Karen McDougal's story of an extramarital relationship. Testimony resumes on Friday. And another national and international news. Israel and Hamas appear to be seriously negotiating an end to the war in Gaza, as well as the return of Israeli hostages. A leaked truce proposal hints at concessions by both sides following months of stalemated talks. Israeli leaders are weighing whether to accept a deal that would delay or prevent their planned ground invasion of the southern Gaza cities where the refugees are currently dwelling. That scenario would fall short of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's pledges of, quote, total victory, as well as the destruction of Hamas. Meanwhile, Hamas's militant leaders must decide if they should give up the hostages, which is the group's biggest bargaining chip. Freeing the 100 remaining captives could secure a long-term truce, but not necessarily a permanent end to the war. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today. Thursday, May the 2nd of 2024. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can go online to thumbnet.net.